Blog Talk Radio.
All right, y'all. Sorry about that. We are back up and running. I don't know what happened. The studio was still going, like the show was okay, and the lines went dead. So I just ended it and went on ahead and started a new show. So I'm just waiting for everyone to call back and so we can go ahead and finish the show. But I apologize for that. I don't know what happened. With technology, you never know. So let me go ahead and bring Brittany back in, and then we'll get our guests back in. All right, Brittany.
Yes, I can hear you now. Okay.
I don't know what happened. It showed that the studio was still okay. Then when I refreshed the page, everything was fine. So I don't know what happened with the audio. But
Yo, they just shut down.
No, remember that happened before when we had Chopper on the show?
You're right. I guess it's the show just getting too good. Who knows? Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's technology. Everything's man-made.
Yeah.
So no stressing. We're good.
No, not at all.
So let me go ahead and bring them back in for a moment here.
All right.
Hey, Jason, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. We in the building.
Yeah.
Okay. They ready. They like, okay, let us know. What's up? Okay.
All right, and then 214-778, I'm trying to bring you back in, too. But I already put the live button on, so you'll be talking here in a moment. But, yeah, I don't know what happened. That happened to us before on a previous show. So I guess the platform was the Blog Talk Radio platform might have been full. I'm not sure. So, but we'll continue like nothing happened. So yeah, just waiting for everybody to come back in. We can go ahead and go to a quick music break while we're waiting for everybody to give everybody time to call back in. Let's see. Let's do. I don't know what I want to hear.
Some yellow beezy.
Y'all ain't heard that song up there?
I probably did, honestly. I don't be knowing artist names.
Okay.
I don't. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah,
I don't be knowing artist names.
Y'all, and he like doing his thing out of Dallas right now. You know, he got this one song. Well, he got a lot of songs, but he got his one song that's just everybody in love with. So that's why
okay.
I thought y'all knew it.
That's what's up.
You know, I'm in, you know, Jersey, Philly, so, you know, we might not get that, you know, up here. I'm just saying, you know.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and do some of this stuff that people just sent us. I haven't listened to yet, so I'm going to cross my fingers and hope that it sounds good.
No shade to nobody,
but sometimes we'll be getting some stuff that just ain't up to par. So, some people will chance. And
oh, Lord.
Especially since we have guests, your music might be used in the show. We never know. So, who is this? I'm going to just pick one. So, an artist named Middle sent us some stuff. I'm going to go ahead and play one of her songs. Let me see. We're going to play, I don't know what this is. We're going to play Twerk Queen and see what that's about.
Oh, all right. Twerk Queen.
We're going to see what, we're going in blind right now. We're going to see what it sounds like. So when we come back, we'll continue our show with the cast of Gave Her Dallas. And JC, you can go ahead and text everybody and let them know to come on. And if this song is not up to par, I'm gonna pause it. Just to let y'all know.
Yeah, just stop it, please.
Just because we keep it real. So it's no shade. It's no shade. But Brittany, you know some of the stuff that we didn't got was like, ooh, okay. So. We're going to hope and pray on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, matter of fact, I'm not even going to bash that person like that, just in case. I'm going to listen to it and I'm going to come back to it later. because I don't, just in case they stuff ain't right, we ain't gonna do them like that. Okay, we can do Young MA. We'll do some Young MA, and we'll wait for everybody to get back on the line, and then we'll be back. All right.
All right.
One moment. I'm just waiting for it to play. Everything going to be acting up in the studio today. Wait a minute.
It's okay. You know, we talk. You know what I mean? If it's not working, you know.
Well,
for
Granny needed to get it together. Look, we paid our bills.
You know, hello?
We paid our bills.
Okay. What did I want to say? So, JC said, so, you know, she can get sent on doing. If not, we can improvise. So,
are they coming through? Are y'all getting the numbers?
I see people coming. I'm just waiting for everything. And the studio is trying to play the song right now.
Ooh.
And it sucks. So
ooh, okay.
We're just trying to figure out what's going on.
So, JC, somebody asking you how old are you?
What's up? I just turned 32 on the 6th.
You're a Cancer?
Yes, I am. A real Cancer.
Well,
you know, you heard me.
Well, hello, fellow Cancer.
Hello,
hello.
Oh, of course. Hey, how you doing? What was your birthday?
My birthday is July 2nd.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, so, yeah, you know how we get down as Cancer. You know, the winter baby. You know.
You know, we the best. You know, people, you know, we the best time to be with, okay?
You hear me? They love us, you know. They talk about we emotional and all that, but I don't hear all that. I don't hear all that.
You know, listen, I told somebody, said, listen, I'm emotional if I give a fuck about you, okay? Because if I don't, I'm cold as ice, okay?
Exactly.
But,
exactly.
You know, it's like we always got to give that disclaimer. No.
We got it. We have to, because we sweet as pie. We sweet as pie, especially when we like you and stuff. But when we over you and we don't like you, baby, I won't even speak to you no more. And I was with you for 8 years. I won't speak to you. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, tell them again, please. Tell them again. Okay.
Once we over your ass, we over your ass. Over.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, man. Yeah, it's Cancer Nation. We got a lot of cancers on our squad too. I think that's what keeps us going. Yeah. But don't let nobody else hear that. I think that's what keeps us going is those counselors. But, you know, they're going to get in my butt when they hear that.
Well, thank you for sharing your age. I turned 31.
It may bring them hoes out. Red life bring them poles out. Pull up to the club with a bottle on me. I'm already sipping. Got 5 voicemails, I just let the brand. And my bitch, she already tripped. Blue just rolled a blunt. She like, bro, you good? I'm like, nah, bro, let me hit it. Puff, puff, drink, I don't wanna think. Groupies want a picture, groupies gotta wait. I'm in another zone, I'm in another zone. My girl getting on my nerves, I ain't going home. I don't got time for this shit. I don't got time for this bitch. Throwing ones like money growing trees. So when I look down, all I see is green. Never look for love in the strip club. But all the bartenders give me big hugs. Like, wanna turn around, girl? Where you think you going with that big butt? Brown water sipping in that big cup. My nigga butter only rolling big blinds. Chill, Duke, you are not a juggernaut. You're not the only one with a gun, guy. My hitters like shooting shit for fun, guy. Headshot, hit the boy one time. Do not come to Brooklyn with that nonsense. I used to bag to work in them apartments. Now I get a bag for a walkthrough. If you wanna book me, Big Savage, who you talk to? Why they making disses? I'm just making hits. Cause if it don't make dollars, it don't make no sense. That's not checkers, learn the game, dude. But I just can't relate, cause that's what lames do. Big brown bone, she look like Bayroom. She let me hit it out the park like I'm Bayroom. Then I hit my Dougie, ooh, I'm pretty, though. Bring that hill, figure back, and I'm jiggy, though. Niggas know I'm hot, but they envy, though. Oh well, at least my bitches with me, yo. This her favorite song, this her favorite song. She get it her birth when they put this on. Ow, that's a thot call. Ooh, shorty got that hot sauce. My guys don't talk, they just pop off. If a thot try to front, she'll get dropped off. My homie Sav in that Porsche with the top off. I'm in that Audi with some slippers and some socks on. Doing 95 just to piss a cop off. Then I pull up to your hood and push your block off. Bitch, I got that hot sauce. So NY with these Timbs on. And shout out to the girls who don't wear sewing. Cause it's all about my bitches with the wigs on. Ooh, you don't got no hot sauce. You are not hot, you are not cool. Fuck around, boy, and get your top knock off. Yeah, them hoes, yeah, they quick to really pop off. Yeah, them red life niggas, yeah, they pop off. And you know this the beat, I can bop on. Yeah, we bop on, New York City bop on. Yeah, we pop, we pop, we bop on. Ooh, you don't got that hot sauce. But you niggas got no hot shit. That's the type of beat I can bop on. I need a quick clap that can top off. It's the shit that I really get my guap on. And you know the whole game I got a lock on. Young and man, red life got that hot shit. Red life got that hot shit. You don't got no hot shit. Nah, you don't got no hot shit. Red life niggas got them hot sauce.
You got that hot sauce. Got that hot sauce.
All right, we're back. I'm going to just stop touching stuff and just let the studio do what it's going to do. Because the more I click stuff, the more it's just doing what it want to do. So, all right, everybody who pressed 1, you're live right now. I don't know if 214-303 is supposed to be live. So if you are, press 1 so I can bring you in. Other than that, everybody else is live. All right.
Welcome back.
I apologize for the technical difficulties. I think their server is cool because this is like their prime time for shows, so I think their server is just full right now, so we're just going to try to work through it. But we here.
All right. It's all right, though.
We in this thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, wait a second. So, yeah, JC was telling me that this is like, who else is a Cancer show, okay? Because I guess I need to know this.
Wow.
It is Cancer season. Okay.
Wow. So who else is a Cancer? You got Kenya, Michelle. Her birthday is right after mine. So that's on the 7th. And then you got Slim, which is her birthday is 7/11. We just had a surprise party for her. Yo, we just like surprised the shit out of her yesterday. And who else is a Cancer on the squad? I think that's like, that's it. Maybe one more person, but I think that's it.
Oh. Okay, yeah, so back to this Cancer holding the show thing. That's what we're going to talk about.
Why are you acting like that, mommy?
What's wrong? Because, see, I am a Gemini, and it's about six of us in here by
ourselves. It's okay, baby. You missed the train. It's okay. You know? But it's okay because you know something. In your natal chart, I guarantee you, you still have a little Cancer trait in you. So it's okay. You're still part of the team. Okay, mommy? Mommy,
a little bit of all, I think we all
it's
have a little bit of trait in all of us.
Because
I know JT said that once Cancers are done with people, they're over them and they're done. I know Gemini can see straight through you the rest of your life. You know what I mean? So I think that we all kind of carry similar traits.
In my natal chart, I know I carry a little bit of Gemini. So, you know, I understand you. Okay, mommy, don't be that way. Okay.
I can't stay in the council. I can't stay in you, council.
You love us. You love us.
Well, you know what? As a matter of fact, you're absolutely right. My oldest sister is a Cancer, and she and I grew up together. We were thick as thieves until she got married. Man, all that stuff.
Oh, catch that.
Okay, so older sister, if you listening, okay, little sister say you need to get it together, okay? It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that Queen talking to me? Because listen.
Uh-huh, yeah, this is Queen talking.
Trouble. I knew you were going to be trouble.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I'm still
mad at her for getting married. Yeah, I'm still mad at her for getting married on me like that.
It's okay. I knew you was going to be trouble talking. Mm-hmm. I knew it. I felt it. I felt it in my spirit.
No, Queen is no trouble. Tell her, JT, tell her about Queen. Queen is what? Queen is who? Queen is wholesome.
Yes, she is. Just like that.
Queen, sister, don't she sound like me? I'll be like, don't.
Queen, give it to them, baby. She gave it to them, honey.
I tell people I'm innocent all the time, but I know good and damn well that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
So, Queen, do you mind telling me what your age is? JT, tell me what her age is. Or are you one of those type of women, you say a lady never thinks of her age?
No, I don't mind telling my age. I actually turned 50 on June the 5th.
Are you?
I know that's right.
Yes, I turned 55 on June the 5th.
You look cougar. I like cougars. You look good, girl.
Yes, honey. Yes, I am. Yeah, and my life partner, my husband, is 30. Baby, how old are you? 36, I believe.
Ooh, you cougaring for real? Yes.
Oh, honey, we've been together 13 years. We've been together 13 years before I even hit the
school. I know that's right.
And,
yes.
And she smells me up. But look here,
yes.
I tried to push her home, tell her to go on, but she wouldn't go. So look what happened.
So she started to say, I know that's right. Okay. You know something? You look fabulous. You look great. Okay. Because if you told me to guess your age, I would have been hella wrong. Okay.
Yeah, I get late 30s when people ask. Late 30s. No, honey, I'm 50 and I'm proud of it. So I have no qualms in telling that I'm 50. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I like it.
That's a blessing.
Okay.
That's a blessing, you know. So,
yes, it is.
I'm on the show with these young babies. Now I'm gonna say that though. I'm on the show because these are babies to me. So I just love it. Queens just love and just take it all in and just love on all of them. You know, love on all of them like they mother babies.
As you should. Okay.
I know that's real. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So back to some questions about the show, just so we can kind of give your supporters and followers some background information on you all, as well as just getting a little bit more in depth with the show and everything. So in regards to like the clubs and stuff that y'all shoot at, are those like the places where y'all go to you know, party, and where they have like alternative nights, LGBTQ nights as well, just giving those promoters and club owners some light as well?
Oh yeah, for sure. Marty's Live, I know that's one of the like main clubs we film at. They showed us love, man, they let us film there, and we promote them. So sometimes you might have different promoters that have parties at Marty's Live. But Marty's Live is like the bar that we go to just to relax and chill. And then it be lit parties there. You know, you got Lesbian Happy Hour and you have Shy Trotter. Shout out to Shy Trotter present. But she does her thing and they have parties at Marty's. So, yeah. When y'all come to Dallas, man, check out Marty's. Like, for real. It's a nice little spot. Now I think that's the only club we actually filmed at. Yeah.
And I want to say only the one that we really hang at on a normal. We've done some personal appearances at some other spots that were events, but Marty's has been by far the one that has really shown us love, especially Shy.
All right.
Yeah. Yep.
That's good. That's good. I got some people out there in Texas, so if I ever come out there, which I'm trying to do soon, I'll definitely hit y'all up. If I make a little mound, okay. get a little hint of hand, sit my ass down somewhere.
Man, hit us up.
Come through.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're going to have to do that, okay?
Right.
Let me tell y'all who's going to be out and about. Officer Chris, she's going to be doing something, mm-hmm. y'all. And she always out and about, I promise y'all. So if y'all really want to know where to go or hang out, she'll find a spot for you.
Right.
And Chris D. Yeah, Cher. She'll be out and about, too. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Cher.
Those are definitely our ears to the ground and connect to the streets.
Listen, as long as I can hit up where y'all popping strip club is, because I like to go to states and I like to go where y'all popping. And I go to every popping strip club, so I can go to a different state, okay, like see what y'all about, okay?
Yeah, already. The owner from King of Diamonds hit us up today. So we gonna see what's up. Maybe, you know, we get up in King of Diamonds and have you up in there. Hit us up this morning.
And you might be lucky to see a couple of us perform, because we have nothing but performers in this group.
Oh, all right, okay. See, I don't know, every time I go to a strip club, a stripper wanna give me their number and I'd be like, ooh, I don't know.
Nah, don't eat that.
You know, it's pretty to look at, you know, but I'll be like, ooh, okay.
Yeah, that's the food that look good, but it's too spicy for you. You know it's too goddamn spicy for you.
You know, it was always tested, but yeah, so my spidey senses is always going off like, ooh, I don't know. It's like mystical. It's like danger. And I'm just like,
Man. Mm-mm. Man.
I'm good.
You fine, though, okay?
But I'm good.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. I wonder who all on here. I know some new people came on y'all. I don't know if Kenya is on here. I know she wanted to come.
I'm going to tell y'all who's live right now.
Okay.
I'm going to just read out the numbers that's live right now. 214-984, 214-778, 214-564, and Brittany and me are live. So all those numbers that I read are all live.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, tell Kenya, yes, I need the other fellow Cancer, okay? Okay, I need Cancer love.
Okay.
Cancer love.
Y'all ain't finna pick up this goddamn show.
On the line.
Y'all,
okay,
I got some bad stuff.
No,
we're not finna do that. Y'all ain't finna take over this goddamn show. This is not that show.
This is not that show. Okay. I let you be great when it was your season. I let you be great. Why can't you be great?
Mm-mm.
What you mean? It's not my fault that some of the cast members are cancer, so I'm embracing it.
But those cast members have not checked back in yet. Them counselors didn't want to look. The counselors ain't doing right. That's what y'all counselors don't do. Y'all don't do right.
We do everything right, honey. Everything.
Everything.
Every
single
okay?
thing. Every we single thing.
Everything right, okay? Okay. And if we don't succeed, we try again until we master it, and then again, we are good at everything. Okay.
Come on, everybody.
Just don't piss us off. And you gotta wait till we get out of our mood. You know, we switch moods and stuff. You know.
Yes.
But it's okay. Once you learn our mood, you just leave us alone. Okay.
You know. I tell somebody, man, I'm sweet as pie, but you piss me off, I'm hella real. It's my sweet baby Jesus. I feel sorry for you.
Man. But I just tried to get more people on there. I just tried to text Kenya to see if she'll call in so y'all can ask her some questions and stuff.
Okay.
Kenya don't want them questions. Kenya don't want them questions asked, because I'm a good one.
questions. Listen, okay? I'm like, first of all, you don't wear that to work, okay?
Right. Right.
Yeah, who does that? Look, who does that, Kenya?
Kenya came to work regular, you know, the first day, you know, like, you know, first day stuff, you know, got a little dress on, okay. But then she gonna show up all cute and stuff, like, you know, what is JT supposed to do? You know?
Uh-uh.
Like, if you...
Do just what JT did.
Let me tell you something. After that, that dress, that do second day, that is not nothing you wear to work, okay?
Kenya made you come to work twice in the same clothes, didn't you?
Oh, that's tea. That's all right.
And
the supervisor is the one that reports, you know, the clothes and stuff. The supervisor is supposed to report that. And I guess her supervisor failed to do that day with the dress on.
Yeah.
Supervisor didn't, you know.
Because y'all gave her some leeway for her booty. That's all that was.
Yes.
Y'all said, you know
she
what?
Got leeway. We can't report that. We don't want to report
Let
that.
Let me tell you something. As a person with a master's in human resources, I tell y'all, all y'all need is a pinch whip. Y'all need a 3 or more warnings and let the fuck go. Because they violate all kind of human resources policies. I just can't.
You hear me? That call center is
You in human resources? Are you in human resources?
I have my master's in it. Yes, I do.
No, I'm just saying that because Kenya in real life is human resources as well.
Oh, you know what? I'm all about connections. You know, I'm a vibe going to Dallas, okay?
Yeah, she's human resources.
Yes, I'm a little bit of a nerd. I may not look like a nerd, but I'm a little bit of a nerd. It's okay.
That's okay.
Right.
Nerds are good.
I love nerds. I'm a nerd.
Oh, yes, I know. I'm cancer. We all need some nerds, but it's okay, though. It's okay. I'm going to stop talking about cancer because, you know, since it said we don't want you on the show to be all about cancer, you know. You know, but I will say, you know, we are some very innovative and creative and talented people, okay?
Mm-hmm. This is true.
You doubt.
Hey, I got a question for y'all, man. Tell me what y'all like about the show. Like, what actually attracted you guys to the show? How did you find out about the show?
Okay.
I'm just all about, like, supporting other LGBTQ entrepreneurs, especially in, like, freedom of expression. So whether it be, like, music, shows, poetry, clothing designers, whatever, I'm always just, like, trying to see what the next thing is that people are doing. And a lot of the shows that I used to watch aren't consistent anymore. So I just like to see, you know, shows that have a different storyline, but are also consistent as well. And even if the episodes take a minute, I understand because y'all doing everything out your own pocket and everything is on y'all, so I get it. But I love to see just the consistency and the character development on the show, and also just like how the stories are different and it's not just the same thing. It's a little bit of the same thing, like, as far as adultery and just, like, how people see masculine or center people as being hoes or whatever the case may be, but it's also a lot it's a lot of lessons in the stories, but it's also a lot of difference between, like, between women in Studville and New York girls, so it's not the same thing, and I love how y'all put, like, y'all local slang on it, so it's not...
Yes.
It's not the same artist being played and stuff like that either. So I love that as well.
And so appreciate you. I love to get that feedback to make, you know, see what y'all like. What's up?
Well, as for me, I am all about, you know, vision and things of that nature. I do like the fact that, you know, the stories are different, but they're definitely relatable. Because no tea, no shade, you know, I got some friends. I'm like, ooh, that's their whole life right there. We speak. It's right there, okay? And I love the fact, no tea, no shade to any other person that's doing web series. But I do love the fact that, you know, y'all episodes are more to 10 or 15 minutes because that blows mine sometimes, you know, because I get all in it and I'm like, it's over already?
Mm-hmm.
So I like the fact, you know, the episodes are like 30 minutes or more, you know what I mean? I appreciate that because, you know, you can get a lot in that short amount of time because I know I was about to hit the fourth episode and I was like, he made me just all of this happen in this only the fourth episode, okay?
Yeah, okay. It's very captivating. Very captivating. It kept my attention, like, for real. Between that and Power, my soul is fulfilled. Between that and Power, I'm good. Like, for real.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool. So, yeah, I know
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Like, when y'all say it came out of our pocket, it came out of no pocket. Y'all don't understand how broke we are. Y'all don't understand how broke the creator is. And I ain't have nothing. It's just, it's supposed to happen, the whole thing. And one thing I wanted to do is, you know, kind of stand out from those shows. But, you know, they have those bloggers, and I'm going to promote this because they used to make those, the bloggers, and they say the best lesbian web series and stuff like that. And then they have these. So when you Google that, Gayborhood is, like, not on it. So what I'm trying to do is get more people to blog about these shows because it's, like, these bloggers were writing two or three years ago. It's a totally different world now. So, you know, I'm just throwing it out there, you know what I'm saying? If y'all know bloggers that watch LGBT shows, tell them to write some articles, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I want, you know, they feedback or they real opinion about who's the, you know, what's the top series out there so we can, you know, push it more and stuff. So just want to throw that out there.
Of course. All right.
Definitely. And on the last episode, at the beginning, you were saying about the crowdfunding that you were all trying to do. That's something I definitely wanted y'all to push on the show tonight as well to get more donations. So if you could tell everybody about that, as far as what y'all trying to do and, you know, what y'all been up to and, you know, how everybody can help and what it would mean to y'all for that to happen.
Oh, man. Actually, for the Patreon, it's just to see us again. This is our last episode. We're trying to make sure everything is ordered and y'all know everything. But we're trying to shoot a movie, you know, and we want to shoot the movie. If you guys help us shoot the movie, we need contributions. So every month you have the ability to pay $2 a month or you just one-time $2 payment. And we have, like, family, you can pay $2, $5, $10, $20, $50. You know, we have families that you can enter. And you just help us monthly. So it's www.patreon.com/GayborhoodDallas. Just look us up. Make sure y'all sign up if y'all want to see Gayborhood again. And it was a very difficult to bring Gayborhood Dallas 1 without funding. So I want it to go up. I don't want people to think that our quality is just staying the same. So in order for us to start season 2, I have to. It's a must. And I tell everybody this, we have to have funding. So if the fans want a season 2, and I promise you we're going to bring it with the writers and stuff like that. The fans want a season 2, y'all going to have to help us with it, you know. And everything goes to production. I mean, everything as far as gas, as far as getting better equipment. We got to make sure the actors are getting paid. That's my number one thing. I want to make sure the people that y'all are seeing are actually getting paid to do this. At least can they have some gas money when they're traveling so many miles, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to look out for everybody on the squad. So, and that's what the money is for. It's just making sure people get paid, making sure we can produce something for y'all to see. We're not going to charge for Gayborhood. I'm not going to do that because you give it, it's like a mental thing. You give somebody something for free, now you're charging for it. You see what I'm saying? And the reason why people do that is because they don't have money, so they start charging you for the product and you lose viewers. I just need the viewers to at least give us a dollar or two. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know. What's that? And hopefully we can keep it moving. So, yeah, we got a movie coming up. So, yeah.
So if y'all can donate $1 or $2,
yes.
Go ahead and count my quarters. Get my quarters. I'm about to count my quarters.
I'm saying,
you know,
we accept that too.
We would definitely, you know, yes, they like the money that jingles and folds. Okay, know that. Okay,
yes.
It all counts.
We accept pennies.
Okay. Understand? Because, look, right. We're paying for the show out of our pocket. If we split it down the middle, that's it. You know, it's only coming from us.
Definitely. You know?
Yeah.
We definitely do.
Because we just want to make sure, like, it's the same thing. We just want to give people like y'all a platform to be able to come and talk about your creative work and talk about, you know, how you notice the difference between month one and now, and just be able to give y'all places to network. So, like I said, if artists that send us music, if we play it on the show, and y'all, you know, you may want to go ahead and network with them for them to send music in for your show, whatever. We want to be able to go ahead and give LGBT entrepreneurs a platform to be able to go ahead and get your work out, because we listen to the music,
yeah.
We watch the shows, we go to the clubs,
yeah.
We do the same things as well. So we want to be able to go ahead and support however we can as well. And we want to make sure that our supporters and our listeners can get together with the producers and the filmmakers and the musicians and be able to go ahead and be able to be exposed to those people for free as well. So
yeah.
We're not going to charge
yeah.
our listeners at all. We want to make sure that we have the platform for you all to come in as well. Because, you know, we're shocked when we look and we see people are listening from Australia, from Mexico, from France,
mm-hmm.
from Ireland, from the UK. So y'all are being broadcast
yes.
right now internationally. So
thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you.
I know.
I really appreciate
no.
that.
What a blessing. What a
yeah.
blessing.
You know.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes,
we do. Thank you very much for that. Thank you.
No, thank you, because you know something, if it wasn't for y'all, we, you know, we wouldn't have any content, you know, because honestly, next month will be a year since we started doing this, okay?
Right.
It will be mm-hmm. a
yeah,
whole
happy anniversary.
Year. So next
thank
month
you.
Will definitely be a year. Thank you. And we didn't know where this was going to go, not at all. We didn't know if people was either going to follow us or listen to what we had to say. Nothing. We just say, you know, something, we're just going to do it, see what happens, you know, and we're growing. Slowly, but it's better than none, okay?
Right. I mean, we have
yes.
almost 2,000 followers on Instagram. Like I said, we have international listeners just on our books, our radio channel. We have people who come to us and submit their stuff, people who come to us and are dying to be on the show. Right now, we're booked until October. So everything is just like, it's coming together
yeah.
and it's kind of happening really
wow.
fast. And I know I have 10 million other things going on right now, but I'm just happy that the show is doing what we wanted it to do, because the
yes.
main thing that we had as a vision was making sure that LGBTQ entrepreneurs had a place to come and had a place to be able to showcase their work and their talent. So as long as we have that here, I'm good.
Yeah, great job, y'all. Y'all doing a great job, man. Continue to do y'all
uh-huh.
thing.
Well,
job.
Thank you. We try. I mean, at the end of the day, and I think, too, that, you know, our big message is that, you know, we can all succeed in life. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a, you know, a competition. You know, we can all eat at the end of the day. I'm just saying, you know. So it's like, why not help each other? You know, that really is the big message that we try to send, too, you know, that, you know, support is very necessary. It's necessary. And we got to stick together as a community, because to me it is a little divided, and I think we need to try to find a way to bring everyone back together, you know, because we, like, seriously, we all can succeed. So that's definitely.
And I think we're doing that.
I think we're
so much doing that with these platforms, like these radio shows. And then with the radio show, you see other LGBTQ people coming in and doing their thing. And so it's like, okay, we're helping each other now. At first, we didn't even help each other. You know, it was like a competition. You know, my girl got to be better than yours. But now it's like, okay, everybody's coming together. Everybody has talent. And we're going to make it. And we can't do it apart. We have to stick together just like any other race, any other team. We have to stick together, and that's what you guys are doing, and I truly appreciate that. And that's what Gayborhood Dallas is for, it's a platform, because I'm sick of seeing straight actresses play gay actors. And there's so many gay actors out here that can play it way better than you and can be gay. And, you know what I'm saying? And we want to see that. So I just want to see ourselves more on films and movies. You don't have to get a straight person to act gay anymore. We can act too. You know what I mean? So
right.
Definitely. That we have a caller. 469-723. You're live on Hated. I Love It Radio. Hello.
Hello.
469-723. You're live on Hated. I Love It Radio.
Don't be shy now.
Okay, I'm going to put them back in queue because they didn't say anything. So if they want to speak, they're going to have to push one again.
What's up with y'all, man? These 469214 numbers act like y'all scared to talk to us. What's up? What's up?
I'm ready to answer some questions and all that good stuff. So what's up?
Go ahead.
So
I'll
play
on
again.
We want to hear from y'all. We want to hear. We want to know what y'all expectations of Gayborhood Dallas. We most definitely want to hear from our supporters. I don't even call y'all supporters anymore. Y'all are family. That's it. It's family.
Yep.
Y'all are our family. So, fam, call in. Let us know. Please.
Yeah.
Let us know what y'all... what y'all want, what y'all wanna see, what y'all expect. Come on, we ready, we here, we locked and loaded.
Oh, what was going
to
ask? Okay, my next question that I was just thinking of as we were talking. So as far as like season two, like what are y'all looking for? Y'all looking for any designers, any music, or anything? Like how can people submit those things for season two for the to get ready? Anybody who wants, even if people can't donate their money, if they can donate their products or whatever, just to get their self out there. Like what are some things that y'all would be looking forward to need for season two?
Man, that's a good question. Actually, everything. We want good music, of course. We always promote, if you have a business or you have especially a fashion business, shoot us your stuff. You know, we'll give you our P.O. box. Shoot us that, and we'll put it on. You know what I'm saying? So with season two, it might be a little different. It just depends on how we're going to do things. But honestly, it's not concrete yet. Because we have the movie to go through first, so I have to get that together. But we will, like, we're accepting anything from everybody. All they got to do is they got a song, send it to GayborhoodDallas@gmail.com. You can start doing that now because we might put your song in the movie, so you don't have to wait for season two. And if you got, I can put our we're going to have a website come up, and when we drop our last episode, y'all going to get to be introduced to the website, and then I have our P.O. box on there. Y'all can send any material, any fan mail, whatever y'all want, y'all can send to that P.O. box, and we'll make sure we put it on, you know. We'll make sure it's in the season, but it's that simple. It's not even hard. Just shoot it to us.
So I can send you some Wilson leather because y'all need it.
yep. And, you know, makeup artists, hit me up at that same email. You know, if you're a makeup artist, if you're an actor, hit me up because we're going to have a mass email when season two starts, obviously. We're going to say we're looking for blah, blah, blah. We're looking for actors. But, I mean, it's open. It's that easy.
Definitely. I wanted to bring that up because I know a lot of recently I've been seeing a lot of people coming up with a lot of great ideas for like T-shirts and T-shirt slogans with campaigns and like different things like that. And a lot of times it just takes for one person to wear a shirt, and as long as that information is out there for people can purchase it, it's done.
Yeah. That's true. And we did that a couple times here. Y'all probably didn't know. Did y'all see my shirt? Did y'all pay attention to JT's shirts in the season? Like, I know the first episode,
yeah.
I had one. If they always smell the pussy first.
Yeah.
You know? So those shirts, those shirts are actually from adulthoodies.com. They actually gave us a couple shirts, and we promoted their brand, and people went to go purchase it. So, yes, indeed, that does happen a lot when we wear stuff and people go
buy it. So where did you get that I Am Culture shirt from? Okay.
The I Am Culture. That is, okay, so I Am Culture is, you can go to IamCulture.com and purchase that shirt. That's one of my partners. He's a rapper. Shout out to Another Culture. And he has a whole brand following. And that's his brand. And people buy that shirt, too. They love that shirt. I love it. But that I Am Culture shirt, y'all make sure y'all go to IAmCulture.com to purchase that.
I was liking that shirt, and I said, ooh, I like that. It's that simple. So
that's simple. That's all.
Definitely. So, and we're good at, like, getting people networked together. So we know some people that have come through the show that have some good things that we've seen. So if you give us all that information and give us the go-ahead, we can go ahead and send some information over to some folks so y'all can start networking in regards to that. If y'all ever want to, like, get your own, like, slogans or things on shirts, we got people that can do that, too. So y'all can collab on some stuff. So anything that y'all need, we probably got somebody in mind that could probably do something. That's why I was saying that if y'all need, what do y'all need? So then that way we can kind of start thinking as well as who, like, who we need to go ahead and get in contact with and all of that.
You said sponsors?
Yeah, we definitely need sponsors. So say if someone wants us to, you know, wear their brand, they actually, you know, contribute to the show or wear their brand. Another thing is say if we have a sponsor, like say we got shirts we want to give out, right? People love Gayborhood Dallas. And if someone sponsors some shirts for us, what we'll do is put their logo on it, you know, sponsored by this. So when people wear our shirts, they actually see the sponsor. You know what I'm saying? So we just need sponsors. It's really, we need money. We need funding. We need funding. We need funding. So if y'all know someone who would really, like, you know, want to invest in what we're doing, if they think this is good and we have money, they it's a bigger, it's something way bigger. I'm telling y'all, if we had money. We did this with $0. Y'all don't understand. It was nothing. Like, I couldn't even feed my cast sometimes. Well, I couldn't even feed my cast. And it would hurt me inside, but we did it with nothing. So we need funding. We need sponsors. We need money.
But, you know, Jan is absolutely wonderful. She's been too modest. Like, you know, even though she may not have personally been able to feed her calves, we are family, so we fed each other. We step in and do what we have to do, what's necessary to pull it together to make this vision, which is actually Lucy Mae Media vision, you know, come true to life. So, I mean, it is what it is. It was a job. It was a task. Multitasking, you know, working off of different people's scheduling, you know, those were challenges, things like that. But, you know, as a cast and most importantly as a family, you just heard her say the only reason why I wasn't at Tony's birthday celebration is because I had another obligation, you know. I do a lot of things, and so, you know, I can't necessarily function, but as family, we invest in ourselves. We invest in this vision. So that's how we look at it as, and we make sure we're good. We take care of each other. So, but we still need that funding, though, and sponsorship. That's what we need. We need some funding.
Don't mess with us, though. Like, for real. Like, I figured that out. Like, we family for real. We like, don't fool with one of them, because they all coming after you.
I know that's
right.
That's
how it is.
Okay, that's how it's supposed to be. Okay.
Well, definitely. Right, so, y'all hear it. They need help with funding. They need sponsors. Anything that you can do, definitely go ahead and submit it. Nothing is too little. It's more than what they had before.
Yep. Right.
So, if you can go ahead and donate $1, $2, $5. Please, if you can skip a club night to make sure that you can watch Gayborhood Dallas, please do.
Thank you.
You know.
You can have YouTube and chill at the house with the boo.
You know, if you're on a diet and you're not trying to spend all that money on fast food, you know who you can give it to. You can give it to Gayborhood Dallas, you know. Put it to good use.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
But everybody can't watch Gayborhood and chill. Everybody can't do YouTube and chill, because sometimes when you watch Gayborhood with your girl, she start giving you that side eye like, nigga, I wish you would. Like, I done got a lot of messages. People said, man, you got me beat up yesterday, man.
Oh, wow.
JT, you got to calm down. My girl over here tripping on me, man. So.
Oh, wow.
Girls saw those JT characteristics in their girl. That's all that was. So,
Well,
we have our intuition. So if things are not right and then you look at a show and you already have that feeling in your gut, yeah, I'm going to look at you real side eye, like for real. Mm-hmm. I'm making a connection too. That's all it is.
You
that's
know
all.
Something? I'm so happy me and my girl don't got some issues, okay? I don't need those type of issues. No.
Yeah,
okay.
And see, me and mine been together for so long now. It ain't no issues. It's like, well, babe, can you make sure mom have some when you come back? Go home, child. Because I know where she coming back to.
Well, you know, us Cancers, we got the type to cheat. Okay, so you know, it's just not in our nature. Okay.
Mhm. I'm listening.
So wait a minute. Hold on. Are you speaking for all cancers right now?
Well,
you might want to give a disclaimer.
Okay. Wait. I will say this. Okay. I don't like all cancers. See, there's a cutoff. I tell people this all the time. There's two sides, okay? Now, them cancers that's going into the Leo territory, I don't like them heifers. I don't like them. We don't get along. We don't see eye to eye. I don't like them hoes. I do not like the cancers going into the Leo. I don't like them.
Would you consider that a true cancer or not? See, that's what I never got with the signs. What's a true Gemini? What's not a true Gemini? What's a true cancer? What's not a true cancer? Like, what's your opinion on that? Because I don't
the 20th is the cutoff.
Yes. A true cancer to me, okay, is going from the 22nd until I say about the 15th. Because them hoes going after that, I don't know what it is, but I don't get along with them.
Oh, wow. Funny.
We don't see eye to eye because you know something. They got a little bit of the Leo trait. And Cancer and Leo, it's never a good mix.
So you don't think that cancer, you said, like you said, the 22nd, I'm assuming it's June. You don't think that cancer is going to have more Gemini traits? You get along better with that cancer as opposed to the end?
Yes, I do. Because you know why? My daddy is a Gemini. So I understand y'all. So it's okay with me. When y'all get y'all
He's a beautiful man.
Yes, he is. You know, my mama say me and him are just a little bit too much alike because he's at that cutoff. He's the 21st, so he's like right there, okay? So it's like, I understand y'all. And I know when y'all get in the mood and y'all want to be hell on wheels, I'll leave you alone, let you sit and talk to yourself. You realize you're talking to yourself and nobody's entertaining you, then you jump right back to the normal. You go, boom, okay, I'm back to normal. That's what I do, y'all.
You're funny.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
But like I said, you know, every sign is different. If you know your natal chart, you know, you have a lot of different signs in you. This is why I was always being drawn to signs I know good and damn well I was compatible with, but since I had that little inch, that smidgen, you know, but, you know, it still never worked out now. Mm-mm.
All right, so we got 5 minutes left. Wow. So if y'all could go ahead and give out your information for how everybody can follow you, where they can watch the show, also where they can donate and sponsor you, so we can go ahead and get that information out.
All right, cool. For starters, make sure y'all go to Gayborhood Dallas on YouTube. Now, I want y'all to know about 60% of our people that's watching are not subscribed. They're just watching it. So make sure y'all push that red button. Press the red button. Y'all can follow us at Instagram at Gayborhood Dallas, Facebook Gayborhood Dallas. Everything is Gayborhood Dallas. Personally, if y'all want to follow JT or Jennifer Sands, you can look me up on Facebook at Jennifer Sands, JennifrSands. My Instagram is Jennifer D. Sands. My Snapchat is Icebox44. I'm sorry, that's my hood name, y'all. And then, other than that, y'all, just Jennifer Sands, just research me. You know, that's me. Make sure y'all tune in, especially on IG.
And if you want to follow
you on Facebook,
yeah, if you would like to follow Queen, her name is Ruby Scott on Facebook, the Diva of Dallas, on my
okay.
IG, and my Snap is also the Diva. So you can follow any of those. And again, Queen, better known as Ruby Scott, known as Queen.
And I just
okay.
added you on Facebook too.
Yeah, I'm about to add y'all on Facebook. I don't put my Facebook on here. You know what my name is. You know that I'm just that's just me. But I will just go ahead and add y'all personally.
Well, I do because and it's crazy because I've been, like I said, in the business for about 30 years. And people, when you're performing, you have stage names. And so people are like, you know, what is your stage name? And I'm Ruby Scott. I mean, when I started performing, we didn't have stage names. But again, telling
mm-hmm.
my age.
But, that's okay. You fabulous.
Like I said, I do a lot
okay.
of things in the industry. So, you know, I have to use my government. So why not Ruby Scott?
You know something? Listen. He was like, well, what you want your name to be on the show? I said, shit, Brittany. My name.
Why? That part. Yeah.
I know that's
exactly.
right.
All
right, so if y'all can give the information again one more time for how people can donate, the website where they can donate, so you can try to go ahead and get y'all some money. We get some coinage.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. It's Patreon. Patreon.com, y'all. Y'all can go look us up on Patreon.com/GayBoyHoodDallas. If you get confused, just go to Patreon and you can actually search Gayborhood Dallas and we'll pop up. Also, we're actually the Patreon, it's not like a crowdfunding because Patreon is there forever. Like crowdfunding, you know, sometimes it's like you have to do it for like a certain amount of months. So we are going to do like a little indie Kickstarter or something like that as well, especially for the movie. But Patreon is something that you guys can just go to all the time. And just contribute each month if you want to, or it can be like a just $2 payment each month automatic from your account. And we
all
do
right.
have an option where we do have an option where you could be an executive producer or a producer on the show. It depends on how much you contribute. So y'all just check that out. You know, you get your name in the credits. Also, you can come on set and actually see us do our thing. So check us out.
All right.
Thanks. So if you got a little coin and you're looking for something to invest in.
You know.
It's worth it.
You might get your school refund check and feel a little generous.
I'm can't with you.
Look, I'm just saying for real. People be school check balling. For real.
I'm trying to tell you, I was never mad at them, okay?
Okay. So,
okay.
People about to go back mm-hmm. to school, you never know, I'm just saying. But we appreciate
okay.
y'all coming
yeah.
to the show.
Yes.
Our handles are just search every social media platform for Hate It or Love It Show. You'll find us. All our personal pages are on our Instagram, so feel free to follow us from there. And we appreciate y'all for coming through. And y'all are welcome back to the show anytime. So if y'all need to come back for anything, want to announce anything, want to try to do a fundraiser or anything, we're definitely down for that. Just hit us up, and we will definitely get y'all in contact with some folks to donate some wardrobe and stuff like that as well. And
yes.
we can go
thanks.
From there.
Thanks, man.
Thank
I look forward to y'all. Thank y'all again,
no
man.
No problem.
All right,
thank you.
Y'all have a great evening.
Have a great day. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Okay.